Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome. You're listening to Sports Econ 101, the show where we discuss sports topics from a business perspective. I'm your host, Edward Brown, along with my co-host, Russell Jackman. Not sure if Mike's going to join us today. He's still on assignment, but he might get back in time. And if he doesn't, we got a lot to talk about. At each commercial break, we're going to ask a trivia question. This one is just kind of miscellaneous trivia. We had some fun with that last time, so we're going to do that again. And boy, there is a lot to talk about. I think it's
the most action-packed version of Sports Econ 101 that we may have ever had. Sometimes we have to reach for stories and find something to talk about, but not today. Not today. Yeah. Especially the weekend we just had and the news that we've gotten of so many significant things that have happened. You know, we are kind of in this, before we get into everything, this is one of those, like, critical mass times of sports where all the sports kind of meet at one point in time. October is that,
baseball. That
basketball is about to start. Football is, you know, in full swing. Baseball is about to hit the playoffs. And college football, you know, is even a thing, which we probably won't even get to today with all the other subjects. So it's a miasma, I think, is what.
I heard that term. I do have one college thing, football to talk about, but it's not a huge thing, but we'll get to it. And then holy smokes, Buster Posey's going to be the new president of the Giants.
That locally, that's the biggest thing. That's, and I don't think there's ever been, I was thinking about this in the Bay Area history. I don't think there's been an executive that has been so celebrated to have gone since Chris Cohan of the Warriors. When Chris Cohan got removed as owner of the Warriors and sold the team to Lakers.
Hey, stay with us, Russell. Audience, stay with us. Sparty kind of 1-1.
In the ever-evolving realm of real estate, where uncovering exceptional deals presents a challenge, a tailored solution awaits. Picture yourself receiving exclusive off-market real estate deals directly to your inbox each month, an opportunity for any astute investor. Embark on this journey at mortgageinvesting.com and delve into the potential waiting for you with Scottsdale Mortgage Investment's exclusive trade desk. This platform unveils a spectrum of opportunities, providing entry to off-market mortgage notes, including performing loans, non-performing loans, and REOs. What adds to the excitement? This carefully curated selection of deals is refreshed every single month. Ready to enhance your real estate strategy? Take definitive action now. Visit mortgageinvesting.com, enlist in the trade desk, and unveil an assortment of exclusive off-market deals with Scottsdale Mortgage Investments. Seize this opportunity. Navigate to mortgageinvesting.com today and redefine your real estate journey with Scottsdale Mortgage Investments, where exclusive possibilities converge with your investment ambitions. Act promptly and join now.
Voted Best Natural Hot Springs in Calistoga by Travel and Leisure magazine, Dr. Wilkinson's Backyard Resort and Mineral Springs has been providing wellness, relaxation, and good times since 1952. Rooted in Calistoga's rich history, a new spa garden and outdoor living reveals why Dr. Wilkinson's Backyard Resort and Mineral Springs is the place to stay. Come visit us in beautiful Calistoga and experience our special mud baths and healing mineral waters. It's no wonder USA Today voted Dr. Wilkinson's Backyard Resort and Mineral Springs as the best wine country hotel. You won't find a more relaxing time than staying in our exquisite rooms and experiencing the awesome spa temperature mineral springs. Call 707-942-4102 or visit drwilkinson.com. That's drwilkinson.com.
The Elk Cove Inn, voted number one of 77 bed and breakfasts in Mendocino County, invites you to explore one of the most romantic boutique hotels on the Northern California coast. This one-of-a-kind ocean view inn is part bed and breakfast, part homestead and sustainable farm. The Elk Cove Inn goes above and beyond to offer a home away from home experience with unpretentious comfort, complete amenities, beautiful gardens and grounds, breakfast in bed, fine dining experience, and a day spa. Be prepared to relax, unwind, and recharge. Our spectacular ocean view rooms and cottages welcome you with a gift basket, champagne, and delicious breakfast. Enjoy the afternoon with a bonfire, wine, cheese, and games. A favorite for romantic getaways, the Elk Cove Inn is also a popular destination for reunions and business gatherings. Go to elkcoveinn.com for reservations. That's elkcoveinn.com.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. I'm Edward Brown along with Russell Jackman. All right, Russell, where do you want to start? A lot of good stuff to go.
Well, I think the first thing we should do, as much as the Buster Posey thing means something to us locally, we really should talk about the death of Pete Rose. I think that that's probably happened yesterday, and I know everyone's going to be hearing it Saturday, but if there could be a more controversial name in sports other than maybe Barry Bonds, the number two or number one on that list is Pete Rose.
Number one,
And
yeah, I think he would be number one.
Yeah. And so I was surprised that in his last few years, he didn't really come clean on everything that happened and still was holding out hope that he would get into the Baseball Hall of Fame.
He did go on TV. I mean, he did finally admit that he did gamble, and he was upset with himself for not coming clean earlier. But you said there was more stuff even after that?
I am certain in my own heart that and with everything that's been presented, that Pete Rose not only gambled on the Reds while he was manager, but I think the real truth is that he gambled on his team to lose.
I was just going to say if I was wondering if you were going to get to that, because he always seemed to put it out there that he only bet on them to win. And you know, we had this many years ago. We talked about this on the show, and
yes,
I had someone come on who was saying, you know, because I asked, I said, well, you know, if you bet on your team to win, what's the big deal? And he said, well, if you're kind of managing, imagine, you know, you decide to put all your closers, you know, back to back to back to get the most powerful win. And then you don't really care that much about games, you know, 2, 3, and 4 in that series.
That's a good point.
You know, you have, right? I mean, then
to guarantee a win, but it's much easier to guarantee that you could lose.
Exactly. Yeah, there's something very un-American about betting on your team to lose. And, you know, we haven't actually...
Un-American? It's completely unethical in every sense of the word. I don't care if you're in, you know, Bogota. Yeah, I don't care.
It's supposed to be America's team, you know, America's sport. So that's where I came up with that.
You know, I don't care if you're playing soccer, you know, in Argentina, or, you know, playing tiddlywinks in the North Pole. If you, you know, purposely, why play a game if you're going to actually intentionally lose?
Just
why
for
even
money.
Go out there?
Well, just for money. I mean, it's just like, it's just
the, but I mean, I hate to say it, you know, as much as I love pro wrestling, I mean, then you are really in the area of pro wrestling where you're just predetermining a game. You're saying that, you know, the game that you're about to watch already has one side that isn't going to play its full potential. So they're guaranteeing that they're going to lose.
And I'm going to go on a little bit of a limb here because I don't really know enough about this sort of thing, but I'm going to guess, even if you're like, I got to assume that Pete Rose, you know, made a good living. There might be something in the challenge. Like apparently, like even, you know, Michael Jordan, he'll bet on anything, you know, in golf, like a stroke, right, or the, you know, that sort of thing. Right. And so there's some people I think who have such a gambling persona just the excitement, and even if you're not betting a lot of money, just the excitement of I'm going to win. I'm competitive. I'm going to win this bet.
But Edward, because I can. But Edward, right? You can bet on so many things. Mm-hmm. You can bet on. You can go to England and bet on presidential races. You can. Yeah. You can bet on the length of the national anthem at the Super Bowl. You can bet on anything in the world. Why do you bet on your own sport?
Again, I'm just sort of throwing this out in the wind because you can have an impact on it.
Bet on cards. Bet on dice.
Yeah. Well,
bet on the horses. Bet on the dogs.
Yeah, yeah, but you can't really have an impact on the dogs, exactly, per se, you know, unless you're going to drug them or something.
That is a sickness. That when you
I totally agree.
And that's why I have voted against every gambling proposition that has come to California. I voted for the lottery, and what that was like in the like 90s, right?
Yeah, and you know what the big problem with that is?
I've been furious that I did ever since. I regretted that decision.
So for those who don't or are not that familiar, California had passed, you know, a lot of states have the lottery. And the theory was, well, look, all this great money is going to go to the schools. Yeah. Well, what did the federal government do? They go, oh, well, look, California's got all this money for schools. We don't need to give our federal money to it. Yeah. And so the school didn't really benefit.
California shifted the money away from the schools and put it into the general fund. It goes there into the general fund and not into the just to school, you know, to help schools out.
Very good.
Money has been, you know, pretty much, you know, I don't want to get whacked by the mob here, but I think it winds up going back to, you know, the special interests that
get lit on fire.
that
light it on fire a lot
together. Yeah, yeah. I can see why Pete Rose was never let back in. I think that was one of the big secrets that like died with Selig and Rose is that Rose bet on these games, and that's why to lose, and that's why he was never let back in.
Yeah, because you got to figure that there's got to be bookies. He's got to bet with somebody.
Yeah,
somebody's going to know.
I think now we'll it's like with OJ. I think eventually there's going to certain of these people are gone. The truth eventually, you know, streams out. You know, when people feel like they can get away. You know, now that this person's gone.
I think I was just watching something on OJ recently, and I'm thinking, why did they let him put a glove underneath a glove? Because of course it's not going to fit, even if it would have been normal.
One of the stupidest juries in the history of juries.
Well, look what happened. Remember, one guy raised his arm, and did you remember that when he came out of the jury box? He raised his arm, you know, like victory. And
it was embarrassing. I could do an entire show from start to finish about the OJ trial. It ruined American jurisprudence and judicial. It showed everything that's wrong with the American justice system is encompassed in that the entire trial from start to finish. I have like 100 points I could like tell you about. We have so many other things to talk about.
We do. Before we go to a break, because we have to go to break here really soon. So
Does Pete Rose belong in they've talked about having, like, I don't know, we sort of joked about, like, they should have a Hall of Fame, Hall of Shame,
yes,
or Hall of Fame. A Hall of Fame that goes on a different part of the Hall of Fame. That's, yes, like, these guys should have been in, but
the bathroom. I've always said that's where that's the place to place it, is on the hallway that leads to the bathroom. You know, and in the bathroom itself, you have, like, you know, the people that really have had questionable pasts, like Ty Cobb and
I read a little bit more about him.
Yeah.
He wasn't this big racist that everybody thought he was.
It is hard without any kind of, like, you know, eyewitnesses and people that you can interview. Yeah. And I mean, people certainly at that time, the media could easily slam somebody, and yeah, you have no accountability for it. You have no.
So one specific guy, Cap Anson. Now, he actually kept black people out after Fleetwood Walker in the 1880s up until, you know, the close to time of Jackie Robinson. I mean, he was a guy who could be get taken away. Okay, you ready for our first commercial trivia question break?
Yeah,
here?
Yeah.
Here we go. What was the first company to be valued at $1 billion? Email Edward at sportsecom101.com. See if you know the answer. See who the first person knows the answer to this question. What was the first company to be valued at $1 billion? All right, stay with us. Sports Econ 101 will be right back. Don't touch that dial.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. One more time, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Russell Jackman. Our first trivia question: what was the first company to be valued at $1 billion?
I need the industry.
Okay. But I can't give you the industry, or else it'll give you the name. But you got to go back in time. I'd say the late 1800s.
1800s. I'd say Union Pacific Railroad.
No, and again, I'm guessing the 1800s. U.S. Steel.
U.S. Steel. Okay. U.S. Steel was the first one. Yeah, probably because of the railroads. Okay.
Yeah, that's true. All right. Okay. Next. Go ahead.
Well, here's where I wanted to go with, because this is our thick segment, isn't it? We have a lot to talk about.
The next one's a little bit more, but that's okay.
I wanted to talk about the Vincent K. McMahon documentary on Netflix.
Okay.
And I don't know if you've heard anything about it or know anything about it, but there's a 6-part series on Netflix about Vince McMahon. Do you have Netflix? I don't even know if you do.
Yeah, I did, but go ahead.
And it's pretty amazing. I think that it's. I mean, for a person that has been involved in wrestling like I have for as many years, I know most of these stories. But for someone like yourself that hasn't been as immersed in it, it's a pretty fascinating walk through Vince McMahon's life in the WWE and how we got to where we are now. And the interview was done while Vince was still owner of the WWE. And just before the allegations that were leveled against him by the Janet Grinnell case, which is that
you might have to educate the audience on that.
Yes. Vince McMahon, obviously, you know, sadly, one of the richer people in the world, thanks to a deal that he had with the fight the UFC TKO Productions.
Okay.
And that's Dana White and all that stuff. He's now worth $9 billion, but he had a non-disclosure agreement set with a settlement with a lady that he had a relationship with that is now alleging that Vince McMahon kept her in a sex dungeon and let guys selectively rape her and do just absolutely horrible, horrible things. I mean, stuff that I know you like a G-rated show. And so I can't even begin to describe some of the twisted stuff. And the problem is Vince McMahon has this gigantic history of sexual harassment and just settling lawsuits with everybody that he's run across, that he's done really sick, perverted things to. And I want you to watch that documentary, Edward. Because I want you to watch what a pathological businessman is all about. Because I know sometimes you think big business can run itself and it's okay for money to talk. But a guy like Vince McMahon shows you what happens when that goes completely off the needle, when the needle goes completely off the record. And that is a man does anything he wants because he has the money to do it. And he treats people just, for instance, last night I saw the episode where they talk about the death of Owen Hart. And I know that you probably don't remember that at all, but he was a wrestler.
A little bit. I mean, I remember he died,
doing a stunt. He died in the ring. And because he was supposed to be lowered by a harness, and the harness, for all the fairness to Vince McMahon, the harness broke. It was defective, and it wasn't Vince McMahon's fault. But Vince McMahon had the show go on after a wrestler died in the middle of the ring, and to watch Vince McMahon's explanation about why you would continue a show after someone in the ring has died is one of the more blood-curdling and...
You have to send me a link. Send me a link on that.
Yeah, well, you have to go. It's on Netflix. It's in season, okay. It's episode four. But the look of his eyes, his expression, the way he talks, is the way a murderer talks about their victim. In just, yeah. I don't care that this person died. The show must go on because it's a business, and that sort of just steamroll. Like, we don't care that.
You know, it reminds me, though, interestingly enough, the opposite, when Damar Hamlin had his art thing. I mean, it was so, like, important that both teams said, you know what, we're not even going to continue the game.
Yes. And that's worth even way more than a single WWE house show that's not even like a WrestleMania or anything like that. That was Vince made the choice to keep going. And like the wrestlers didn't want to do it. The wrestlers were performing in a ring where Owen Hart's blood was still on the mat.
What when the harness broke? How high was he? And what did he break his neck?
78 feet.
Oh my gosh! And then what did he break it?
Fell on the ring post.
Oh.
His head and chin fell on the ring post.
Yeah, that's kind of gruesome, too. It's not just...
But it happened, like, the fans didn't see it. It was, like, so quick, you know, that the fans didn't really... Except for, sadly enough, I have a friend who was in the audience at the time it happened. But didn't know, like, most of it... The WWE did not announce that Owen Hart had died in the ring.
Did they have a bunch of paramedics go there right away?
Yes, I mean, they did.
Okay.
And so they did say that he was hurt, but they didn't say that he was dead. I mean, they knew the everyone who was like in the ring at the time knew he was dead. Yeah. But they didn't announce that to the fans. They just said he was hurt.
So did they just like quickly get him off the ring and then go?
Yeah.
Wow.
And but the show had to go on. And even Vince McMahon said, if that happened to me, go ahead and keep doing the show. You know, I'm just like,
now, interesting though. I wonder if Owen, like, if he showed signs of life, would they have just like Damar Hamlin? No. I'm saying if he did, would they have done like Damar Hamlin, just basically like try to resuscitate him right there? And just, I mean, I can't imagine Vince kind of going, well, he's injured. Show must go on. Get him out of here. Who knows?
He would. Does not care. To him, the WWE as a show and as a business means more than human lives. And that chilled me so much and just tells me that, you know, I know we said this is Sports Econ 101, it's about money, but I also think that when business gets so intense that it's more than what a human life is worth, then I don't want to be part of that business. I don't want to be part of a business that's like that. Unfortunately, we've had people get hurt, you know, in the indie shows that I've done, but we've stopped the show, you know, and fortunately no one's ever been hurt that badly while I've been around in any of the shows that I've done, but we don't keep the match going if somebody gets hurt or anything like that. That's when you go, you take it home. And if it's bad enough, I mean, I think we would cancel the show rather than, you know, keep going if somebody was seriously hurt. Money can't be that important.
At some point you got to kind of put your morals.
But I think you would find that documentary really fascinating if you sat down and watched it. I think that it's well worth, you know, because the history also, to tell the history of the WWF and the WWE and wrestling is to tell the history of the United States. You see a lot of cultural norms and sort of the way the attitude was of the United States is very much encapsulated by how wrestling itself changes from the 80s to the 90s, to the 2000s. You'll see if you bother to check it out. So that was a fascinating documentary series that I don't think with Mike Rodney would have wanted to talk about it, but I wanted to make that.
Yeah.
And then while we have a couple things left, yeah. I do want to give a tribute to Dikembe Mutombo.
Yeah. 58 years old.
Scares me like heck. I'm 56. I'm 57. I just turned
57. Well, I've already passed 58, so maybe I don't have to worry anymore.
Brain cancer is just awful. I didn't know he was there. He'll always be remembered for the finger wag.
Yes, I know. Yeah, I tell you, those commercials he did in the last like 10 years or even less than that.
Yeah.
So funny.
It was just
great.
He didn't take himself too seriously. And, you know, he'll also be remembered of when he's lying on his back with the basketball over his head in that when he beat Denver in the, when he beat Seattle. In the first round.
Yeah, because he played for Denver.
Yeah.
I remember. Hey, Russ, to get a cut to our second break trivia question. Okay, what is the highest grossing film of all time? And I'm going to see if you can guess numbers 1, 2, 3, and 4. So you probably will guess at least one of them in that. All right?
Stay with us. Adjusted for inflation, right?
What's that?
Adjusted for inflation, right?
No. I don't think they did that. Don't worry, we're not going back to 1920. All right, stay with us. Sports Econ 101.
At the heart of San Francisco lies the Axiom Hotel. Located in the heart of Union Square, the Axiom Hotel blends a sense of history with modern touches. Our spacious accommodations are comfortable and created with a soft ambiance. With state-of-the-art amenities such as a core fitness center and in-room espresso and coffee. Guest reviews rave about the staff, as well as how quiet the hotel is. So you can get a good night's sleep and rest up for a day of shopping at the best stores San Francisco has to offer. Just steps from the Powell Street cable car turnaround, the Axiom Hotel is ideal for exploring downtown San Francisco. Check out axiomhotel.com for our specials and vacation packages and book online today. That's axiomhotel.com or call 415-392-9466. That's 415-392-9466. The Axiom Hotel San Francisco.
Mountain Mike's Pizza in San Rafael is open for both takeout and delivery. So if you want pizza the way it ought to be, call us at 415-454-4300 or go to mountainmikesanrafael.com and order online. You can either pick up your fabulous pizza or we can deliver it to you. Our dough and shredded cheese are made fresh daily. So call 415-454-4300 or go to mountainmikesanrafael.com and order your pizza.
Tahoe Lakeshore Lodge and Spa provides guests with an all-lakefront hotel in South Lake Tahoe, where every lodge room and condominium has a view of the lake and mountains. Hotel rooms offer lodge pine furnishings, gas fireplace, and a full lake view. Condominiums offer private bedroom, full kitchen, and living area with a fireplace. Guests can relax or play on over 500 feet of private beach and enjoy a dip in the outdoor heated pool and hot tub that are also lakeside. Element Day Spa, located inside the hotel, offers individual and couples packages with treatments inspired by Tahoe's nature. The Tahoe Lakeshore Lodge and Spa, located close to all South Lake Tahoe summer and winter activities. Perfect for individual and group getaways to the lake and mountains. No added resort fees here. Call 800-448-4577 or go to TahoeLakeshoreLodge.com.
Just minutes from LAX, the Lum Hotel offers travelers a comfortable and convenient stay in an exciting neighborhood. Its prime location provides easy access to major attractions such as SoFi Stadium, Hollywood Park, and the future home of the LA Clippers. You'll enjoy a fitness center, resort-style pool, and rooftop bar. The perfect spot for dining after a game, enjoying craft cocktails before a concert, or just having a casual dinner. The Lum Hotel just recently opened, so book your reservations now at lumhotel.com. That's L-U-M Hotel.com.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. Edward Brown along with Russell Jackman here. Question for you. What is the highest grossing film of all time? We'll see if you can guess the top four. What's the highest?
Titanic was one of them.
That's actually number four. At one point, it was number one.
God, I hated that movie.
That was 1997.
Yes.
These came after that.
Super Mario Brothers made a lot of money, didn't it?
Not that much.
No, it didn't make.
And actually, one of these has two of them, and they're number one and number three, because there was how they have like Rocky one, Rocky yes. two. It was that sort of thing.
Toy Story.
Toy Story? No.
No. Because.
Okay, I'll give you number one and number three. Number one was Avatar.
Number three was
Avatar The Way of Water. Now, I saw Avatar.
You mean Avatar The Way of Water made that much money?
Yeah.
I haven't even seen it. I didn't want to see it. I hated it.
I know. I didn't see it. I guess the popularity of Avatar made...
I hated the first one. Despised
it. It was a little weird.
Let me take a second since it's the long... version of this thing. Here's the part I don't like about any movie, because I'm a guy that needs premise. I need the premise of a movie to make sense for me to, or it has to purposely not make sense. But once it doesn't make sense to me. So for instance, Avatar.
Yeah.
If we can fly to another planet and we've got extra ability, the ability to fly light years away.
Yeah.
What the heck could another planet have that we could possibly need? Because we can already fly. And then meanwhile, if we found life there that we didn't like, do you think we would send human beings over there to attack stuff? Or would we just use robots? We're already using drones on our own planet to attack.
But Russell, you are too
logical.
You're too logical. It's like there was a movie, The Color of Water, I think it was.
That was such a weird.
And that won an Academy Award. I like Michael Shannon. He's a good actor, but it was such a weird, weird movie. Okay, so what was the number two?
Gee, I hope it was something cool like Star Wars, because my God, of the three movies that you mentioned, I hate all of them. So it's hard to believe. I hate.
Oh, you didn't You didn't like Titanic?
Oh God! If you had another hour, I'd tell you about all the things I hate about Titanic. Yes.
Okay. Well, we don't have another hour, but we'll have to go into that another time. No, actually, it was Avengers Endgame.
That's probably out of the four. That's the one I didn't hate. But I didn't love that one that much because I'm getting. Even as a comic book guy, I'm getting tired of superhero stuff that is just so generic, where you're seeing the same types of scenes over and over.
You know, so am I. I mean, I like the old like to me, like Superman 2.
Superman 1
was good, but I thought Superman 2 was even better.
It was. It has more action, but Superman 1 captured the ethos of Superman better than they've tried to remake Superman like five, six times. Christopher Reeve, my mom absolutely loved Christopher Reeve.
Yeah.
In fact, he has a movie that's coming out about him.
Oh, really?
About his struggle and everything that he did. When my mom was sick and going through a terrible blood disease, he was a major inspiration to her.
So you're talking about after he fell off the horse?
Yeah, after he fell off the horse.
Yeah. I mean, that was just, I remember that being such a devastating news.
And yet he maintained such an amazingly positive attitude.
Yeah.
During the
and his wife was right there. She was great.
Yeah. No, that's something that, everyone should look at and say, if I could approach the world the way that Christopher Reeve approached the world after that. You know, he had every reason to be bitter and angry about his situation. And in fact, it unlocked him and made him a more compassionate and beautiful human being. And the movie.
Yeah, I really enjoyed him as being Superman. Hey, can we go back to sports for just a minute here? Okay, two things. One, this is my college football thing for the day. UNLV quarterback to sit out after being promised $100,000 that wasn't paid. Remember now college athletes.
Yeah, now we're getting into the fact that these athletes are, and I don't know what to say about that. I mean, these schools owe these kids money now. I mean, it's
yeah. It's money. You know what someone brought up though. One time, someone brought up the thing is if a kid gets a college football scholarship, and he gets a free ride, he's kind of been given a fair amount of money in value, right? Because he doesn't have to pay for college.
Yeah, so in a sense, $5 worth, is it? I mean, you know, maybe some colleges, but not where this guy was going.
And get this. So at the time he decided to sit out, UNLV was undefeated. Now I don't know what division they're in, but just the idea of, can you imagine sitting out when you're undefeated because you promised $100,000 and wasn't paid?
Le'Veon Bell destroying an entire, you know. I mean, Pittsburgh's never really been much of a contender since Le'Veon Bell ruined his entire season, and then he ruined his entire career, basically, because he never was the same. And, of course, when did I draft him number one overall for my fantasy league? Was the stupid year that he sat out. And guess who I drafted number one overall in my fantasy league this year?
Christian McCaffrey?
Thank you very much.
Oh, is that right?
Yes. I am like the living Madden curse for my.
Well, you know what? You should advertise to the teams to have them pay you.
Yes.
Not.
We've talked about that. Me and my friends have talked about that very thing. Is I should inform like whatever team that I draft as the number one overall draft pick that watch out because they put your guy in bubble wrap. Because, in fact, that's the story that we should just quickly talk about. What do you think of the fact that McCaffrey had to fly to Germany to get his hamstring and calf treated? And
when did he come back?
He's back. He went and it was done.
No. What I mean is, when is he going to play?
Oh, well, that's a good question, and that's for fantasy owners. This is what's really maddening is that a guy like Shanahan really enjoys playing games with the press as far as like saying, hey, this guy is ready to play. He loves to wait till, Sunday at like 12:59, PM.
Yeah, I bet the sports bettors hate that.
Yeah, fantasy people hate it, because the game time decision is like most fantasy things. You have to have your lineup in, first thing 9 a.m. on, West Coast time. It's a little bit easier when it's East Coast time. You have till 12 to submit it. But
if I'm Shanahan, I can kind of understand. I mean, I don't want to tip my hand to my opponent as to, that way they can, start planning appropriately.
But what, they're not going to plan appropriately, whether or not you say something like that. They're still going to, plan to beat you because that's just the way that.
True. But then they say, oh, well, now we don't, they're running game. Now, of course, this guy Mason's doing a great job. But, if you think McCaffrey's going to be in and healthy, you might plan your defense a little differently. Right?
I think that when McCaffrey's ready to go, it's going to be such a big story that it's going to be hard to hide it. It's going to be,
Okay. That's true. Hey, really quickly, just a little basketball thing here. So this popped into my head a couple of days ago. Caitlin Clark, now she didn't make the playoffs, but she reminds me of when Tiger Woods effectively put golf on the map.
Yeah.
Now, when I say that, I mean, obviously Arnold Palmer and Jack Nicklaus. I mean, it was very, very popular.
No, I get it. Yeah, she's breaking out. she's like, you know, or we could say the way Hulk Hogan made wrestling popular across, you know,
so the Rocky movie,
right?
Rocky III. Yeah, right. Yeah, you know that exactly. And does it? Don't you think that she did that? I mean, she put the WNBA kind of in the spotlight. Let's say, yeah, they like nobody really kind of. And I say nobody. I mean, I'm saying that kind of generically. Nobody really cared about the WNBA, but suddenly, you know, she's been Caitlin Clark, and suddenly people start kind of
she's
being a little bit more.
To get that cross sport thing. I think what she needs to do is win a title. I think that you know, she wins a title, then I think people might start watching the WNBA just to see her play, because people will.
Well, they definitely were doing that during this season. Because she was
large numbers of people. I mean, you know, she's definitely converted people over to the WNBA. But I think, you know, when you talk like people started watching wrestling that had never watched wrestling before because they wanted to see the phenomenon that's Hulk Hogan. People watched Jordan play because they just wanted to say, I saw Michael Jordan play. People are starting to watch Ohtani play. Because they want to say, I saw Ohtani play, you know, to their grandchildren.
Well, for me, I watched Willie Mays because he was the greatest who ever lived. You know, I mean, it wasn't just to say that I didn't when I was, you know, 7 years old to say, you know, okay, I want to see him just so I can tell my kids and grandkids I saw Willie Mays. But I mean, you wanted to see someone exciting. You go watch Willie Mays.
But you have told your kids and you probably will tell your grandkids.
Oh, yeah.
You saw Willie Mays. So, you know, that turned out that way. And, you know, it's to say, you want to be able to say you saw Jack, you want to say you saw Muhammad Ali fight, right?
Yeah.
You know, because that's generational talent. And it doesn't really matter what the sport is. You want to say that you saw, I was trying to think from the Olympics,
Bruce Jenner, you know, Mark Spitz.
Yeah, or even just recently, the lady who
Michael Phelps, Simone Biles, and all that. But you know, going actually back to that, and I've told the story before, but I won't go through the whole story. But when I was 14 years old, my mom's great uncle came to visit us, and when he found out I liked baseball, he told me that he used to watch Honus Wagner play.
Yeah, yeah. So there's something to be said. Caitlin Clark is starting to get there, but I don't think she's there yet. I think.
No, not yet. I mean, it's, you know, she's just coming out of rookie season.
Yeah, I think the title will change a lot of things, though. She becomes a champion and starts representing the league. I think it's weird because the league has not totally embraced her. I think there's been a lot of jealousy. And
I think it's because she's white, and I don't like that. It's, you know, I understand rookies are rookies, and so if it's a rookie thing, it's a rookie thing.
But she's white. That's what I want to see is if she. Next year, now that she's established herself, if the league embraces her more, and
that's a good point.
Yeah, you know, maybe it is. I can't tell whether it's because she's so young and they are kind of jealous, or is it because of racial thing?
I think it's a couple of things, because you know here she's a rookie coming out, right, getting all this attention.
Yeah.
Versus all these people, all these women who have been there for a few
years.
I tell you, let's cut to our last commercial break here. You'll like this question because you said you like comic books, right?
I do.
Okay, so remember, don't say anything yet. The answer. Come back. When we come back, you'll give it. What was Dennis the Menace's last name?
Oh.
And let's see if you can remember his dog's name.
Okay, I do remember his dog.
Oh, you do remember his dog.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Let's see here. Stay with us. You're listening to Sports Econ 101. Don't touch that dial. We are going to be right back with some closing comments.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair, when you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D. Gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. Last time for today, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Russell Jackman. Hopefully next week. It'll probably be a couple of weeks before Mike comes back. That's okay. All right. So what was Dennis the Menace's last name?
Well, first of all, I want to go with the dog. And that's okay, Ruff, the dog. Isn't it?
Ruff. That's right.
Yes, because he could say his own name. Now, second of all, I think it's Mitchell.
Yes.
Yes. I was thinking Ketchum. I'm like, no, that's the name of the artist. That's the last name of the artist.
Yeah, Ketchum, yeah.
Now, bigger question. What's Mr. Wilson's first name?
Owen. No. George.
I think it was Ralph. I don't remember. It might have been George.
Oh, you can't ask me a question and not know the answer.
No, you
leave me in suspenders, man.
Well, you know what? I guess you'd have to look it up on the net. But I think it's Ralph Wilson.
Ralph.
R-A-L-P-H.
Ralph Wilson? No. We'll have to come back on that one next time. Okay, you ready? Here's our stupid joke of the week. Did you hear about the pasta that got locked out of its house? Out of his house? Gnocchi. No key.
No key. Now, that's not a good one.
That's a stupid joke.
If I am wrong with the Ralph thing, you definitely
we'll have to look that one up.
You have to have a better joke than that.
I know, though I said that was a stupid joke of the week. Okay, so now here's our thoughts for the day. Never tell your problems to anyone. 20% don't care, and the other 80% are glad you have them. That's bad.
Yes.
And you'll like this one. You probably know this one. My internet's so slow, it's just faster to drive to the Google headquarters and ask them stuff in person.
That's I'm sure there are people internet. That do that. I'm sure there are people that
you know what? I'll bet you're right. Okay, tune in next week to Sports Econ 101. We're going to be discussing sports topics from a business perspective and asking more trivia questions. Thanks for listening. On behalf of our team, I'm your host, Eric Brown. We'll see you next week.
Adios.